to the center, and the Yale looks very much interesting. This is about the Simcha of Tshuva. So the Maisa Sukkis has in itself the Simcha of the Mo'adim and the Simcha of Tshuva. But there's another element that comes into play over here, which is a lot of which Chazal were done on and spoke about a lot, that is almost comes together. And that is the inyan of Ruach HaKodesh. It says in the Pasuk that Lev Tov Rola Lekim Ruach Nochen Chadesh Bekirbi, that he was lacking Ruach HaKodesh, and therefore he's mispal HaKadosh Baruch Hu give it back after Shechayim for Nechav Ruach Kodesh Chaltik HaMimeni Moshilus Yisoyin Yishechav V'Ruach Nivus Yismicheni. So it says that Ruach HaKodesh was lacking without the with the Chet, and now he's being spal that Ruach HaKodesh should come together, and it's interwoven with the Simcha. So there's a few nekudas. First of all, it's true David HaMelech had Ruach HaKodesh. It says David HaMelech was the Mor of Ruach HaKodesh. He was the primary care of Ruach HaKodesh. Fine. But it's not the tefillah to put into the mouth of everybody else. I mean, the Simcha of Tshuva is like every single ball Tshuva. Ruach HaKodesh, whoever Zeichet, who Zeichet did, is not. And yet it's very interwoven, the Inyan, that Ruach HaKodesh is something that's totally A in Kaparas Avinus. It's another dimension, Kaparas Avinus, that the dimension at least is negate to everybody. The Shoresh of it's negate to everybody. And the fact that it's very much caught up with the union of Simcha. The Simchas of the Kaparas, it's the all the Pesukim go together. It's Hashivali Sesayin Yeshecha V'Ruach Nedivas Yismecheini. The Ruach Nediva with the Simcha come together. So it needs to be understood, the element, the fact that a person who's chayte is lacking Ruach HaKodesh is another dimension of chet, another dimension of tshuva. And even for a person who b'poyel doesn't have yet Ruach HaKodesh, who's not aware of Ruach HaKodesh, it's still a pgam. It's a pgam that's very different than the pgam of the chet. And its return is kosher with the simcha that a person has on the kaparas avodah. So that is the inyan I want to be masked a little bit. There's one more inyan that comes interwoven with this inyan, and that is the inyan of das. Sukkis, it says, has in itself a dimension of das, as opposed to, we've spoken quite a few times about chachma, bina, and das. It says that leman yedu der seichem, there's a special chiyuv, it's mechayev, L'chatchilo to be aware of what Sukkos is, L'man Das Kolei Me'oretz. If there are three L'shoynes of Chochma, Bina, Das, Sukkos is connected Das, Chochma is connected Pesach, and Bina is connected Shavuos, and Das is connected Sukkos. So Sukkos has in itself the dimension of Seichel that's Negev to Sukkos is Das. Rashi says, and we've said over a lot of times, Rashi in Kisiso says that Das is Ruach HaKodesh. Chochma is what a person called from his Rebbe. Bina is what a person is dan me'atzmoi, maven dovim teich dover, and das ruach hakodesh. So again, the element of das in Sukkos is again ruach hakodesh. You see that the kud of ruach hakodesh somehow finds its way into the teichin of Sukkos. What we've asked many times is there doesn't seem to be any kesha of the three. Chachma is the input. That's pashit. Person hears from a Rebbe, a person sees something. Bina is processing the input. That's very clear, a logical step. You start with what you have, and then you build around it. Das is Ruach HaKodesh. Where did Ruach HaKodesh pop in? I mean, if anything, Ruach HaKodesh in the beginning, that's part of, you hear it through Nevuah, you hear it through Matan Torah, you hear it through this also. Where's the Mokum over here of Das over here? So let's take a look at a Gemara. And it's, the Gemara here is the Sheirish Inyan. It's a Gemara in Tainus, Chafeh Amid Beis. It says, Tanya, Reb Shimon, over there's a Shaila of when Kshamim go down, there's a certain amount that needs a bracha, a certain amount, it doesn't need a bracha, and so on. Tanya, so the question is how much has to go down? Tefach, two tefachim, three tefachim. Tanya, Reb Shimon Loza Imer, Ein lecha tefach milamayla she'ein tehoim yoytze lekros ha'shloshe tefachim. That there's never a situation where tefach comes down with lamayla that the tehoim does not go lekros ha'shloshe tefachim. So, and right afterwards, Omer Reb Loza k'sheminaschin ha'samayim b'chag, Tahoim oimel chaveir abam emecha koil shnei reim ani shemea shnei mat tahoim el tahoim koirei lekol tzimecha. So Shimon Loz is megalotos that there is for every tefach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings down here, there is a two tefachim that go likrosai, and he says vayta that is the side. He says that in the Nizcha Mayim, Rebbe Loza says the koil of the mayim. The Tehoimus came alive in his Chamayim. I want to understand, this is the Shirish, this is the Kud over here. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Zoche Nekeva, the Bria, after that, at least after the Chet, it stalls itself avek in the following way. It says, Vel Ishech Chukosech, Vehu Yimshol Bach. So that means, Mitzad the tshuka, there's a greater tshuka mitzad in a keva, but the key to unlocking it is by the zacha. V'yim shalbach. That means, in the big macro scene, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mekayrus of hashpa in el yonim, and mekayrus of atzmiyistik hashpa in tachtonim. Zelu maseh. The difference between the two, and adarabah, in a certain sense, there's a ribuy of hashpa mitzad tachtonim. That's the two tefachim. But the secret is to unlock it, you need hashpa of melyonim first. In other words, the zacher is yimshol bach, bertzoinai, he's the one that's ma'ir or dampens the taiva, but be'etzem, once the tefach melamala comes, what comes milamata is tefachayim. So the nekuda of that's why the Moshe says isha mazras tchilas ben zocha. The nekuda, the stronger koyach lies in tachtonim dafka, and but the key for zayrus lies in olyanim. That's the setup of the world on a lot of different levels, on zochne keva and gshamim. And in the big sense of HaKadosh Baruch as Mashpia and the Bria as a Mushpa. That means, in the Tehoimis are Metzias that have the Etzem a lot more, have a tremendous amount locked into Tehoimis. It does not come out unless there's this Eiris Milamala, and that's what comes out. So the Chag of Nisuch HaMayim is to these Tehoimis. The Nisuch HaMayim is not there in order to pour the water in. It's you're pouring the water in so that the Mayim is only crossing. The Gemara, I don't want to be Mayim. The Gemara says, with David HaMelech, you pour the water, it says, into the Shitin. And that's where, when David HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, the Tehoimis became loose and they threatened to flood the world. It means that the Beis HaMikdash is the place where you tap into the Tehoimis. It's the place where the Shefa Milamata expresses itself, and if it's not checked, it would have flooded the world. That's the Mokim of Dol Shisin, and that's the place where the Nischa Mayim. So the Nischa Mayim is there not to pour water from El Yoinim, Adraba. The Mayim is Nishav from Tachtoinim, and it's poured in, it's the Tehoim, it's the Koiches of the Tehoim coming out. That's what he says on when there was Shayev the Mayim, when there was Manasseh the Mayim, Tehoim el Tehoim Korei. Tehoim oimel chavera, Tehoim would tell us chava abba meimecha, abba would ayin, let your waters flow out. Koil shnei reyim ani shemeya. So the metzias of the Tehoimis, of these Tehoimis, is that they need us Eris Melamala, and once it comes out, it comes out with a bigger force than the force that came in. Let's explain it one more knetch. If there wouldn't be, it says that a chochem is shemeya moisif. If he be shemeya and not moisif, there wouldn't be any gilui of his own mitzvahs, of his own chochma. I repeated what I heard. I understood it well, fine. But I was not koilet more. In the chochem being moisif to what he heard, that's where you see his own mitzvahs. The extra tefach of the tahoimis, the first tefach that comes out, is simply a response to what came in. The second tefach is the mitzvahs of the tahoimis that was laying there waiting to come out once you took off the even from the bear, like it says over there by Yaakov Avinu. Let's understand another facet of the Inyan. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Chochmah, it says he was Miyasid Oretz, with Bina, with Tvuna, with Koinen Shemayim, and it says, U'bedaitoi tehoimois nifkeu. And with Das, HaKadosh Baruch Hu split apart the tehoimis. In other words, the Midah of Chochmah is Shayach to Shemayim, the Midah of Bina, Oretz Midah of Bina is Koinen Shemayim, but the Bekiyas tehoimis is done with the mid of Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'dayto nifkou tahoimis. The pshat is that when a person, in these three midas we spoke about, Chochmah is what comes, is the tefach that comes milamala. That's what Arakiyo Mirabai, it's a tefach that came. Bina is the first tefach that's oil likrosai. The response, if you tell me 2 and 2 is 4, so 1, 1, 1, and 1 is also 4. That is the Bina. That's my response that's commensurate with your hashpah. And then you have the last tefach that comes out, that's bedaito nifku tohoimis. In das, you have a bekias tohoimis. And let's explain it in line with Ruach HaKodesh, because it's hainu hach in this sense. We spoke about it once in a little bit in a different oifen. I think we spoke about Hanukkah maybe. The way I want to understand it now is as follows. When a person, Nevuah is something a person hears from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Koyama Hashem. That's a clear-cut Nevuah. That belongs to Mahalchi Chachma Betzim. It's what Mashal Mekibul Rabbi. Bina is Torah. In other words, a person talks, a person listens, a person discusses, a person is dan, nice of a nice, and he comes out with a mahalach. When a person begins to say things that are be'etzem beyond his pashta seichel, he becomes a maya noivea of Torah, that's called Ruach HaKodesh. It's the darga where the person's tahoimis open up, and he's saying himself. It's like what we call das Torah in that sense. It's ki'ilu things that the Gemara uses it in the sense das noito das Torah. In other words, I said something which be'etzem I can't prove it from the Torah. I didn't hear it. But the b'china of Nasa, it says before, the b'china of Shteikel Yosef, Nasa, Keshnei Rabbanim, and he started saying Torah, that's the b'china of Ruach HaKodesh, the b'china of Das. Das is the chelek that the person begins to say and understand things that he didn't understand before, the Seichel HaPasha didn't understand it, it's not a logical construct based on what he heard before, it's just a neviyah of Torah that came in from Atzmai. That's the b'china of Ruach HaKodesh. So Ruach HaKodesh and Das is one and the same. And it's like the third stage. The first stage is that a person hears something, he's koilet, he hears, he sees, that's one. The second thing is the tefach that is megala minei ubei. This is what it says in it, and this is what's muchach from it, and this is what's implied by it. And then when a person has a tefach of Torah, that comes down and is humble and he brings out a second tefach, then he has a third tefach that is kol kula das, and that's in the tahoimus of a nefesh. So we have the pchinas das l'umas chochma bina is shayach to this inyan. It's the pchina of ruach hakodesh in a more sharp form. Das is ruach hakodesh, and it's shayach to this chelik of adam that's called tahoimus. The Bria, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shtalt avek the Bria, he shtalt avek with mayim elyonim and mayim tachtonim. Zoch in a keva, like we said. The ultimate tachlis is that it come, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mashpia. The Bria responds to the Ashpa, and then the Bria opens up and becomes mitzad atzmoy what it is. The Maral and Gvuris, when he's mazbir, the different inyanim of the different chag and different adim. So he speaks about Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. He says in Shavuos we were kaina seichel of Torah, so we were kaina seichel. In Sukkos we were kaina, he says, the anonim or the ruach hakodesh, and he's masbird, and with a parallel that a person has three types of shleimus. What he got, what he responded, and then he says what he has mitzad atzmai. In other words, when the other person is doing something, so I get from him, I respond to it. That's Pesach Shavuos, the way he learns, and Sukkos is what I have mitzad atzmai. The fact that I'm shalom mitzad atzmai puts me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's understand it where we came from when we're speaking about the Inyan of Kaparas Chet and so on. Let's take an example. I wronged somebody badly. So the person himself is upset. He doesn't want to do me a favor. He doesn't want to be nice to me. Doesn't want to talk to me and so on. I'm a rat to him. I'm a fires him and I can get him to a matziv where the person is mamish, mocholoch, ki'ilu, never happened, mitzidai. Mitzidi, there's also an ikuv. If a person knows that he wronged somebody, he can't face him. He can't talk to him the way he could talk to him. A person, the liboy bal imoy. A person goes in to talk about something where he knows that a person was nichshol in tarifus hospital, and he has to say shmooze about tarifus. A person can't say it well. It doesn't come from him. It sounds hollow. It sounds like a shell. The person just doesn't have it. If the person is not shalom with himself, then there's no neviyah from himself. It's a separate mahalach. You know, it's chet is poigim in tuayfanim. It's poigim mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And on that we have the Mahalchi Ritzu in Kapara of Ashani and Kippur, which we have Avtocha, that Kadosh Baruch Hu's Mochlon, the Solchon, Shifti Yishurin. And Bemela, it's a din, it's a Masechta, it's a parish in the Torah. And Efti and Kippur, like we spoke Efti and Kippur, are Kadosh Baruch Hu's Mochlon Soleach, and it's over. But do I have the same ability to face a Kadosh Baruch Hu, knowing that I was pagan? I'm mamin b'emuna shleima HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moich v'soleach, but I don't have that. I have a sinking feeling when facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So b'meila, it's soisim de mayonis. It doesn't affect the outward thing. A personal muscle who's very turret, but he has to keep on working. A person works, but he's turret l'aleinu. Something is going on difficult. A person is teaching. And something's going on. So if the person is reasonably adept, he can repeat something they're prepared. He can repeat a lesson they're prepared. He can answer perfunctionarily. The thing that you'll see stops is creativity. A person whose heart is not in it, a person who doesn't feel, who has a feeling that there's something wrong, who doesn't have simcha, stops being creative. So he'll say over, he'll say it over, mitzvah sanashim al-madadik. That's the mitzvah of a person who has that feeling that he did wrong. So David HaMelech's tefillah is a tefillah that shayach across the board. Ruach HaKodesh, Dovra Melech was the one who was Hekim Ula Shal Tshuva, and Dovra Melech was the one who is the Baal Ruach HaKodesh. Chazal Dasha from Pasuk, it says that, I forgot the Lashon of Pasuk, that his Dibur came out from my mouth. He said it's a shir that he says at the end of his career, that my mouth kilu says the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tehillim was written by Ruach HaKadosh. That is the darg of David HaMelech. But in the Sheirish, it's nagaya to everybody. When David HaMelech was choyte, he saw that together with the simcha that he had, it disappeared, the simcha disappeared, and Ruach HaKadosh disappeared. And that's aside from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's holding it against him, being Meichel Mimachapa. So there's a separate tefillah of Hashiva Li Sasayin Yeshecha that a person is being spalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring back those Mahalchim of Simcha and the Ruach Nediva. Leiv Tov Bro Lelekim V'Ruach Kotchech Al Tikach Mimeni. It's all part, in the Tairus HaLev, the person is going to feel, when his own Lev is Tahar, that's when he feels Ruach HaKodesh. Klaf HaKodesh Baruch Hu, once in Olam HaMaisi finished, he finished. But the entire HaLev, when the person himself feels he's Tahar, that's when a person has back his Ruach HaKodesh. And Memela, Sukkis in the Inyan of in the Simcha of Kaparas HaVayinis, is that extra dimension. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is Klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And on that, Nemonim HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Diburim, that's Lefnei Hashem Titaru, and Bayim Azei Chaf Aleichem, there's no, we're left for Kapara. But the whole Chelek of Hashivah L'Sisayin Yeshecha, the Ruach Tohar and the Ruach Kodesh, that is Nistam. The person walks around the feeling that I'm not Shayach to it. And when Mele his Tehoimis don't respond. Sukkis is the Yontif. It's called Simchas Beis HaShaeva. It says, Yoina HaNavi was Shoyev Ruach HaKodesh from Simchas Beis HaShaeva. Yoina HaNavi was the Navi of Tshuva. The entire Navi is after of in Kippur Mincha. It's Metzias is Tshuva. The Mokrim for that type of Ashrah came from Simchas Beis HaShaeva. He was Shoyev it from there because the inyanim of tshuva, the inyanim of ruach hakodesh specifically, are noivea from the tahaimis of simchas beis hasheva, and the simcha of sukkis, it's besides the general simcha, the simchas hasheva is an extraordinary simcha, that the person's own tahaimis awaken, the person who zeicha to the ashras hashchina, to the simcha of Simchas HaShaeva and of Sukkis, hears in himself the Tahoim Kareel Tahoim. The Tahoim is that a person awaken, and he says, Abia Tahoimecha, Abia Meimecha, start having your waters flow. It's the shleimus of a person, not only in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, and not only in what a person responds to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's the awakening of his own Metzias. That's the crowning part of the Bria. So when the final segment of Kaparas Avinus is put into place, the person is zeicha to the Simcha, the person is zeicha to Ruach HaKodesh, and the person is zeicha to his own Tahoimis awaken and begin to flow upwards.